This is Thursday, August 30th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 357. I am joined by Corey Schaefer, Girish Narayan, and Neville Bounds talking about Sony's new spatial audio technology. Neville Bounds starts off talking about where the new audio system fits in the market.
Yeah, they've got to be careful they don't do a Me Too product here, haven't they? Yeah. Because there has been a bit of, they have had a bit of previous form in this area, especially in video conferencing, I would say. This does feel like a bit of an Atmos alternative, shall we say, but actually there's plenty of market for this stuff, and certainly in visitor centers, exhibition areas, tourist zones, this kind of stuff I think is a great opportunity. So I did actually go and see this, and it was impressive, and there's always more possibility worldwide to sell this kind of solution. Looks like, I didn't get a price point on it, but it looks as though, as long as you're dealing with the content properly and you've got a good way of making it all work, I think it could be a good solution. But but they could be testing the market. So it would be interesting to see whether this is a long-term investment for them, see how it goes.
Yeah, it was impressive. I think, Neville, the reason you didn't see a price, because that's one of the other things that Sony is historic about doing, is in at least in the first couple phases of kind of testing the market, they don't give a price. Figure out, you know, they can, I guess they figure that out later. Girish, Neville mentioned that there's several markets for this, whether that's VR or that's, you know, an actual home theater, or possibly into movie, you know, cinema displays and cinema installations. What other markets does it make sense for this to be looked at and considered, at least from a design standpoint?
Yeah, so I had the opportunity to see it as well, and it was quite impressive. And I believe that from an integrator's point of view, that there's a lot of opportunity that will exist in the experience centers and in the museum arenas, you know, and especially in the space kind of museums where they build, you know, experience centers to bring in visitors so that they can really get not only a visual treat, but a real audio treat as well, if that is properly integrated. And as I said, is it ready yet? But these are the opportunities that can be built over a period of time.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.